Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Merkel with Take Two Healthcare every Saturday, 11 to noon. It's great to be with you today on this Memorial Weekend. I've got some interesting things you're going to want to hear about. And hopefully some things that will help you change your life, make it a little bit better, and look toward the future with hope and encouragement, and that things are good and they're going to get better. Okay, maybe things are bad for you, but let me tell you, things can get better. I am Dr. Merkel, Doctor of Chiropractic. I'm board certified in clinical nutrition, a couple other degrees in nutrition. Now, I've been here in the Miami Valley for going over 40 years. I've been in Miami Valley and right behind this marvelous WHIO microphone for over 30 years. Yes, it's truly an honor and privilege to be here behind this microphone every Saturday. And if it's not me, it's one of my marvelous doctors I work with, Dr. Andrew Dyer. And he's board certified in clinical nutrition, as well as he's board certified in acupuncture. So he is highly skilled. And Dr. Dyer is one of the few in the Miami Valley that's board certified in acupuncture. And also board certified in nutrition like I am. And then we have Dr. Natalie Yaley, who is certified in thermography. In fact, I think we are still having, there is a discount on thermography this month. The month is about over. You got just a few days left. But if you're interested in thermography, which is a safe, painless, radiation-free breast scan, they're very common in other parts of the world. And they've been in use for, oh my gosh, like 30, 40 years. And it's studies show that it can predict that you're headed toward breast cancer 10 to 15 years before you actually get it. And that's the beauty of these things. Yeah, the idea is you want to avoid breast cancer, not wait till you could detect it on your mammogram. It's kind of too late. Too late then. Oh, we detected on your mammogram. Well, wouldn't it be nice to know it's coming there? Because there's heat, basically when you develop cancer or when you're headed toward cancer, the body circulation and heat patterns change because cancer is very hungry and it has to have increased circulation. So the increase in circulation will generally come before you can see the cancer. And so there's patterns of temperature change that are very predictive and very well studied on breast cancer. So there are some other services that we do. So if you'd like to get involved in that, get started on it, call our office, try and get scheduled this week to get your thermography test done. We are all chiropractors, and we all also do nutrition, and that is the main thing we do. We do lab testing. Kind of sets us apart from virtually everybody else in the area doing nutrition. We don't guess. We just don't look at your eyes. We just don't look at your nails, look at your skin, or we don't wave our hands around you thinking that we can detect your problems. We test so we know where you're at and what's going on. We test for system functions like your kidney, your liver, your thyroid, those kind of things, anemia, infections. We look for diabetes, electrolytes, inflammation, and we also test for heavy metals, toxic chemicals, and other things that will impact your life, and they are impacting your life now, whether you know it or not. They are affecting your life because they are in our environment. Yes, toxic chemicals are everywhere. They're in the food you eat. They're in the air you breathe. They're in the water you drink. They are everywhere. And how do you know if your body's getting toxic or overloaded? Maybe your body's ability to deal with those is running low. We can test for that. How do you know you're not getting exposed to heavy metals? If you are being exposed to heavy metals, yeah, we can test for that too. I call it checking a score. Need to check your score and see where you're at. You know, if you're playing a basketball or a football game or any game, did you wait till the end, almost the end, to check the score to see where you're at? I mean, really, do you wait till the end before you even look at the scoreboard, whether you're playing or coaching or whatever, No, you look at throughout the game. But you know how most people are today? If they think if they don't have any pain, they're okay. They think if I feel, and I'm putting in quotes on this, if I feel good, I'm okay. But let me tell you something. How you feel is no indication of how healthy you are. Yeah, I know some of you guys think you're really, really healthy. And I've tested people who thought they were really healthy. And we found cancer. We found kidney disease developing. We found liver disease, heart disease, pancreatic disease. Let me tell you some facts here. Okay, let me ask you a question about some of these facts. How much kidney function, how much of the liver function can you have left and have no symptoms? How much can you have left? 20%. Yeah, 80% of your liver can be destroyed. 80% of your kidney can be destroyed and you have no symptoms until end stage. That is why all at once people wait on dialysis. All at once they're waiting on a liver transplant. Because symptoms are the last thing you're going to feel. And as far as pancreas, with just a little look up on the internet, you'll find that 10% pancreatic function is all you need to have virtually no sign of diabetes. Which is why all at once little Johnny is type 1 diabetic that fast. That's why your aunt is type 1 diabetic that fast. Because by time you have symptoms, it's end stage. But you know what? The good news is all those diseases, all those conditions will show up in the blood and urine long before you have symptoms. Now, unfortunately, the regular doctors don't order the right test, so they don't order the test. Well, let me put it very clear. Your medical doctor is only going to order the test that insurance will pay for. The medical doctor will only order what insurance will pay for. So basically, he's placating you and trying to keep the expenses low for the insurance company. Because his expenses, his prices are based on insurance. And so let's say a vitamin D test, and you need to know your vitamin D. You go through a medical doctor, generally around $200, maybe even $300. A vitamin D at our office is like $30. $30. That's true. Your medical doctor is going to charge your insurance company $200, get it through us for $30. Maybe less than that. And that's the way most all the prices are, because your medical doctor is geared toward billing high levels for insurance. We're based on people paying cash. And our prices are so low that you can pay cash. In fact, going to our clinic and paying cash is generally is almost always cheaper than using your insurance. Your deductible is higher than what it's going to cost going to us. But hey, I want to go right into some things. This is Memorial Day weekend, and I saw a patient stop me at the grocery store the other day, a patient I hadn't seen in years. And I saw, it's probably actually 35 years ago when I first saw him. He is a Vietnam vet, and a great story. When I first saw him, he had PTSD, very bad, a lot of mental problems, physical problems too. And he reminded me when I saw him just a couple weeks ago that early after he got back from Vietnam, he's having health problems. They did a bone marrow on him, and they said his bone marrow was orange from all the Agent Orange he was exposed to in Vietnam. Yeah, his bone marrow was orange. That's not the color it's supposed to be. And he said, he asked at the time, well, what do you do about it? And he said, well, we can't do anything about it. And he told him that people generally with a bone marrow like that don't live to be 70, usually 70. And I saw him at the, he had actually written a book about his experience with PTSD and all these things and the health problems he had. And he came to me. He'd heard about me somewhere. And we did our lab testing and things like that. Now, I don't have a cure for PTSD. My goal is to get him healthier and get his body cleaned out. And the body will clean itself out if you provide the proper nutrients, elements, and get the body what it needs, which is what we did with the testing. And after 6 months, he was a new man, just absolutely new man. And it was, he's done some videos for us. He's done other testimonies for us. on how he basically says, he told me I basically saved his life from having a severe PTSD and all these other health problems to now he's well over 70. He looks great. He looks like maybe he's in his 50s. He's got a full head of hair, more than I have. And but he looks great, and he's got good energy. Eyes are clear. He's looks very healthy. And so even though he was in the military, he had a lot of health problems. And we had some other people in the military that's tried to get our testing done for a lot of people at PTSD from service in the military. Now, about this Mike, when he was in Vietnam, he told me this horrifying thing that he drove munitions to the people out, to the soldiers out in the field, miles away. And so he was carrying munitions. There was Agent Orange being sprayed. And he said that he would go through parts of the trip or trail or whatever wooded area it was, and he'd hear bullets zipping by him. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, that's a man. I think, yeah, I have never been. I don't know if it takes a special kind of man to go out, special kind of person, not just man, but special person to go out into harm's way. And we have Memorial Day today. We have freedoms like nowhere else in the world because we have people like that. People willing to sacrifice their own potential, long life, people who are willing to go in harm's way to do what needs to be done so we fight the fight afar rather than fighting on our home turf. I mean, if we didn't have the military that we do, how would you like to have wars being occurred right here, bombs dropping in our country, in our cities, like is happening around the world, where there would be, where it is just, you know, a whole different world where you're not safe to be out at night. And okay, true, it's not necessarily safe to be out at night here in some parts of our country, and that's a different story. But we have freedoms today because we have military who sacrificed their time, their freedom, their health, and even their life, so we have what we have today. I mean, you might hate America, but you know, there's people who hate America, and yet they're still not willing to leave America. That tells you something, doesn't it? They hate it so much, but they refuse to leave. And so I'd like to thank all the military people out there who truly have gone above and beyond what most people would ever do. And if you're never been in the military, you ought to thank God for the military and thank God you were born in America. It's time to wrap up. We'll be right back after this. I'm Dr. Merkel. And we're back. Thanks, Gracie. I'm Dr. Merkel. It's a great day here, Memorial Day. And I'm Dr. Merkel. And I've been here for behind this microphone for over 30 years. It's truly an honor. And I'm going to be talking about a body comp, what that means, body composition, which we do in our office. I just did mine today, so I'm going to talk about that here in a second. But I'm also going to talk about a 94-year-old lady I talked with yesterday, 94 years of age. And but I was talking about something earlier about checking a score and how much liver function, kidney function you can have left and have no symptoms. And how much pancreatic function you'd have left and have no symptoms. And I forgot the biggest one of all. Okay, two of the biggest ones. Heart disease. The first sign of heart disease is sudden death. That's right, sudden death. But also cancer. Yeah, a lady presented, and this is I've talked about this case many times, about over 20 years ago. She was in her 40s, I think 48 at that time. And she was trim, thin, looked great, great skin, great health, or at least apparently great health. She exercised consistently, ate great. I mean, she was trim, thin, ate right, ate organic as much as possible, took vitamins, did everything right you can possibly think of. And she did a mammogram, and they found stage 4 breast cancer. Stage 4 breast cancer. This woman who's doing everything right you can possibly imagine. stage four. Well, thank goodness that she came to me before they did anything medical, for any biopsy, chemo, radiation, or anything. She came to me first for a second opinion. She already knew the medical, what they would do, chemo, radiation immediately, all that stuff. And I put her on a program, and her cancer marker, which indicates how much breast cancer, it's the most common breast cancer marker, and it was 185. Which is supposed to be less than 38, so that's extremely high. And we got it down in 3 months to about 35 without any medical intervention, with no chemo, no radiation, no drugs, nothing. Got it down. And she had metastasis, and showed on a PET scan. And they tested lymph nodes, and they were positive lymph nodes. She truly had stage four. And the oncologist at that time said they want to do chemo, start off with chemo, followed with radiation. They told her she'd probably have 8 to 10 years to live, which they thought was pretty good. Now, again, this lady was trim, thin, and didn't even know she was sick. Now, I say got stage four cancer. Now, I never told her not to do chemo radiation, but that number dropped. Oh, here's what I told her. And maybe this will pertain to you out there or make you think about some things. Here's what I told her that very first day I saw her. I said, if you delay chemo, radiation, or anything medical for 2 weeks, will that make any difference in your long-term outcome? You already know you got stage four cancer. Delaying chemo and radiation 2 weeks, will that make any difference? No, it will not. And so that very first day I saw her, we did that blood test, CA2729. It was 185. I put on a special diet and a special vitamin protocol, and in 2 weeks, that cancer marker dropped 45 points down to 140 with zero medical intervention. Dropped 45 points. And then over the next few weeks, continued to drop, and she is alive and well today. Now, if she had stage four cancer and needed chemo and radiation, they said she'd have 8 to 10 years to live. I doubt that she would have 8 to 10 years to live. And even on MedPage, when I read things about chemotherapy, even some of the doctors and nurses that work there call chemotherapy can have horrific symptoms and side effects. That's the word they use, horrific symptoms and side effects from chemo. And some doubt that they'd even do chemo themselves. They might do radiation, but chemo side effects can be horrific. She avoided all that, never did, chemo, radiation. And again, she is alive and well today. How many people out there would do the same thing if they would just try? I never tell people you're not going to need chemo, radiation. I say, try it for 2 weeks. Try it for 2 weeks. But the thing is, this lady had no symptoms at all, which is why I recommend everybody do a cancer panel once a year. I do mine. It will detect 90 to 95% of all cancers when combined with my basic, what I call foundational panel, with a cancer panel. Grace is giving me the look. I think I'm going to take a break here. But if you do a cancer panel, you're going to detect a lot of things early before it's ever out of control. I got to take a break right now. You're listening to Dr. Merkel. We'll be right back after these messages. And we're back. I'm Dr. Merkel. And if you'd like to talk with the doctors here at Take Two Healthcare, we'd love to talk to you and see if we can help you with your health problem. We've got Dr. Andrew Dyer and Dr. Natalie Yaley. The number is 937-433-3241. That's 433-3241. I want to talk about a longtime patient here that I saw probably, maybe 40 years ago. Her name is Maple. She is now 94 years of age, and I saw her at Royal Swiss, where our office is, and she has gone to a Pilates class. There's a Pilates Plus facility there that is wonderful, a unique facility for Pilates there in Royal Swiss Village. And she is going up steps. I stopped and talked to her, and here's how it goes sometimes. I know I see a lot of people, and I honestly called her by the wrong name. And she said, "What, Dr. Merkel, it's Maple." And I go, "Oh, yes, of course it's Maple." But she's 94 years of age. She drives. She is in amazing health. In fact, I'd say her only physical thing that I could see is she's got a bad knee, which she's had that bad knee for like 40 years. You know, well, she came to me first time for a chiropractic and to help her knee, and I did help that knee, but I said, it's not, I just helped it feel better. It's got a big bow in it, and I really think that years ago, that would have been the time to get a knee replacement. It probably would have helped, but, you know, she learned to deal with it and walk with it and exercise, and the Pilates instructor up there, the people who run that, are able to help her exercise without stressing the knee. And so she has not given up exercising. In fact, she exercises several times a week. But her mental capacity is great. I mean, it is amazing how clear and bright and energetic she talks. She doesn't slow. She doesn't slur her words. She doesn't have, you know, problems finding words. She just talks as well as anybody who's much, much, much younger. And you know the reason why? I believe she's on no drugs. She takes a little pain medication for her knee. But other than that, she's on no meds. And I believe that that is one of the leading causes or primary causes of dementia and Alzheimer's is the effects of medication. The effects of medication. And I think, too, the primary ones are blood pressure drugs and cholesterol drugs. Now, your brain is fat. Think cholesterol. And your brain needs a lot of cholesterol on a regular basis. In fact, your brain can make cholesterol. When you take a statin drug, you're impairing your body's ability. In fact, I'm going to make a statement. No one ever, ever needs a statin drug. The studies behind it were flawed just as much as the COVID vaccine studies were fraudulent. The studies on statin drugs are terrible. You know, I think of it as a big con job. It's my opinion. I think everybody, cholesterol is never the problem. You might have high cholesterol, but you have to figure out why and fix the problem. Is it your diet? Is it liver dysfunction? Is it something else? Is it heavy metals? Is it toxic chemicals? But there is a reason why you got high cholesterol. The problem isn't high cholesterol. The problem is if you have it, why? But here's also something else. People live the longest tend to have high cholesterol. My oldest patients in their 90s, even 100, tend to have cholesterols of 240, 250, 260, and HDL cholesterol of over 100. There's no problem there. So her, she's on no blood pressure meds, no statin drugs. Same with my mom. Now, the thing at her age, and same with my mom died at 92. She was never on, my mom was never on cholesterol drugs or water pills or anything. Oh, and by the way, this Maple's ankles are skinny. Oh, man, she's in great shape. If a good overall sign of your health, especially when you're older, is your ankles. If you got skinny ankles, that is a phenomenal sign. Fat ankles, not a good sign. So, blood pressure. Now, I know 120 over 80 is supposed to be the number. But when my mom got into her upper 70s and even 80, her blood pressure is 140 over 90, and I was perfectly fine with that. I've had older patients, even older than mom, even my oldest was a 102-year-old patient, and her blood pressure was always running 140 over 90. And I believe that as you get older, your arteries get stiff, and it takes more blood pressure to get up blood up to the brain. Well, the common effects of blood pressure meds is dementia. Is dementia, because if you lower blood pressure and it doesn't get to the brain, how can your brain function without blood and oxygen and circulation? So just lowering the blood pressure can be very bad for these old. Now, okay, on my oldest patients, if they get up at over like 150, we'll do some things to bring it down. It gets over 250, we'll do something to bring it down. But if they're 140 over 90, I'm not worried. 149, not worried. It gets over 200. Actually, if it gets over 150, 160, there's some things I can do that we can do nutritionally, metabolically to get it to come down. But 140 over 90, these older people with impaired vascularity are just going to do better at that higher level. And for my mom, I told my brothers, I don't want her on medication unless it goes over like 170. And we're able to bring it down naturally with the things that I do by testing and seeing what's happening and that kind of thing. Maybe she's low on some simple vitamins. Maybe there's some minerals that she needs. Maybe there's something else easy to do, but we could always get to come down with the vitamin protocol, something like that. So she wasn't on those meds. And I believe those blood pressure meds are bad for the brain, mental cognition, that kind of thing. And this Maple isn't on any of that. I mean, she's just so wonderful to talk to. Beautiful smile, great energy. Eyes are clear and bright. And she's a little slow walking up the steps, but that's okay. She's still doing it at 94. Oh, man. She's in the 99% on age and overall health of that. And I actually told her, you're going to live a long time. She said that she's already lived a long time, but I think she's still got a definite way. I could see her living another 10 years. As long as she keeps doing what she's doing, eating what she's doing, exercising, not quitting, I don't see why not. Now, one of the things that I do, I did a body comp today. I want to check my score. Like I said, I talked about doing about a month ago, I did a complete blood test, a cancer panel, a heart panel based on Cleveland Heart Labs, a panel they've got. It's about 12, 15 tests. Amazing. Oh, my gosh. Incredible. Well, when I lecture about what they can find out with that Cleveland coronary panel, it astounds doctors to see what they can do to find the vascular problems you can see from a blood test. Things that can affect the coronary artery seen on a blood test and all these things. It's incredible. And a hormone panel and then a longevity panel I do every year. Well, I did a body comp. It's called the machine we have is called the InBody 520. And it's the one that the Olympic athletes, professional athletes use, that kind of thing, where you hold the handles and stand on it. Gives a very nice readout, a printout. And it told me my body weight is 205 pounds. Almost 206. I'm 6'1". So the total of my body fat is 38 pounds. My lean body mass is 167. It says, considering your current body composition, you could benefit by a decrease of 9.3 pounds. Yeah, I got a little bit around my waist and hips I could probably do with a little bit less. Not sure nine, I'm thinking more like five. And it said I can increase, I benefit from a muscle, from an increase of muscle mass of 0.01 pounds. Okay, 0.01 pounds. And then it compares my right arm to my left arm, the mass, the body mass, right leg, left leg, the trunk. And my arms are pretty symmetrical. I'm a little above, not a little above, I'm definitely above average for my age and weight as far as muscle mass. My lean body mass is higher. Now, my BMI is too high. My BMI is 27, which is based on height and weight. Well, I'm more muscular, and that is just based on weight and height. So that's not necessarily a good indicator. My percent body fat is a better indicator, and I'm at basically 19% body fat. The range is 10 to 20. Okay, so if I were to lose 10 pounds, I'd probably reduce it down to maybe 15% body fat. So there is some things I need to improve on. I'm not totally dissatisfied where I'm at. Needing to lose 9 pounds of body fat, not horrible. I could probably lose, you know, 4 or 5 fairly easy in the next couple of weeks if I wanted to. But if I cut my diet too much, I do exercise regularly several times a week. I'm doing classes, body works, and some pretty good aerobic exercise, as well as some weights. And if I don't eat properly, I'm start dragging. My energy is a little bit low, but I could probably do some things to reduce my weight. Now, earlier in the year, I was at 212. And the things that I cut out most, well, for me, was bread. I cut out all bread. And I also quit snacking. I quit eating after. I try to get my meals in by 7 o'clock. And I just read where people stop eating by 5 o'clock, that there's some definite metabolic advantages there. And I have to consider that. I'd have to eat a lot more in the morning and at noon based on my activities and the calories I get. But that's something we do at our clinic. If you'd like to assess your body comp and see where you really are, not what you think, but where you really are, this is the best technology that you can get. And it tells me the score where I'm at, okay? Got a little bit. Nobody's perfect. Okay, well, I'm not perfect. Most of our patients aren't. We all have things that we need to do to improve a little bit. And in my AARP magazine, what's the date on this one? April, May, 2026. It talks about, there's a little thing on the front page. How old are you really? It's got Eva Longoria on the front page. And on page 40, as I'm cruising to page 40 here, it's got things here. To assess your overall, how old are you really? Okay. There's all kinds of stuff out there. Hey, get a blood test done or get this test done. We'll tell you your physical age. And all those, I think, are kind of scammy a little bit. It's like everybody who does those are always like 10 or 15 pounds younger than what their chronological age is. Oh, you got a physical age that's 10 points, 15 points, 20 points below your chronological age. I think some of that is kind of baloney. But on this here, the AARP magazine, this article, How Old Are You Really? And they got some things here to assess how you're doing. And the very first one is, how would you describe your usual walking pace? Slow, average, or brisk? Slow, average, or brisk. Now, some of it may determine how tall you are. My daughters are tall and I got one daughter that walks pretty darn fast. But they found you need to walk brisk. Let's see. It says brisk. If you said that you walk brisk, subtract as many as 14 years for women and 20 years for men. Walking is one of the best ways to get daily exercise. But whether you're just out for a stroll, taking a dog for a walk, or constantly trying to get your steps in, the speed in which you move is critical. Well, here's something I've been saying. I know I got to take a break here, but keep this in mind. The slower you walk, the faster you die. I'm Dr. Merkel. We'll be right back after this. And I'm back. I'm Dr. Merkel. I take you up every Saturday at 11 to noon. And I'm reading from the AARP magazine, and it says, and I quote, those who walked the slowest also had the lowest life expectancy at 72 years for women and 65 for men. Walking, and I'm still quoting, is a powerful predictor of good future health. Staying mobile is important for preserving functional health. More recent research found that having a faster walking pace is linked to longer telomeres. A faster walking pace is associated with telomeres, and telomeres are a marker of biological age. A brisk pace was even more impactful on telomere length than total physical activity. Research suggests 10 minutes a day of brisk walking is minimal. 10 minutes, or they say ought to do it. I'd say at least 10 minutes minimal. And what I recommend you do, 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the afternoon, maybe longer, more. Brisk walking. Now, you know, I like to go out and stroll, you know, and just enjoy a relaxed, leisurely pace. But sometimes I'll go out into the, at some of these beautiful parks we have. And I'm trying to think of some of the Sweet Arrow out in Bellbrook. Sweet Arrow has a marvelous hiking trails. A lot of people take their dogs out there. But just a beautiful, if you go all the way around, it's a little over 3 miles. And they got some, and you don't have to go 3 miles. But they got some nice loops, some nice little hills there. What I try and do, I don't try and run the whole thing. I'll go and see a tree or a marker up ahead. Maybe it's up a hill. And okay, I'm going to step it up to that tree. And then maybe I'll slow down for a little bit. I'm going to step it up for another length. And sometimes, okay, I'll be out and there's a large field there. And some, okay, I'm just going to step it up, maybe jog easily till a curve or bend. But I'm going to challenge myself to do it. And if you keep doing it, you're going to be able to do it. It's like Maple, 94 years of age. She just didn't start exercising. She's been doing it for 40 years. And because she's been doing it for 40 years, she can do it now. Now, if you are in bad shape, there's no, the sooner you start, the better off it's going to be. So even if you aren't doing much right now, get started, because it will be a benefit. And the longer you do it, the benefits are going to accumulate. Maybe even reverse some damage that's been done from neglect, from just being lazy. But if you want to have good health, you got to make decisions. You got to get out there and do it. You're not going to get it in a bottle or a pill. The most important thing for longevity, I honestly believe, is exercise. Now, I do a lot of testing because I want to see if there's toxic chemicals, there's heavy metals, there's any deficiencies or imbalances, which is important to know. But if I think my total health is going to come from a bottle, you're wrong. You got to get out there and exercise. You got to move the body. And now we know that brisk exercise, even just 10 minutes a day, is going to increase your telomeres, which is going to increase your lifespan. But even more important, increasing your lifespan is increase your functional capacity. Because who cares how long you live if you're just sitting in a chair not doing anything? So it's been great to be with you today. I am Dr. Merkel. Take Two Healthcare. Do something today to be healthier than you were yesterday. Take a walk, a 10-minute brisk walk. Call a friend. Eat an apple. And by the way, go to church tomorrow. I'm Dr. Merkel.